This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Nine times.
I'm ready. I am so ready. You hear Herb Brooks, and I'm going to pretend. I asked Dan Ball, because I've never done any research into that, because I really don't want to know how accurate that is, how true to life that is. I just want to think it happened. I want to listen to it. I want to get ready to run through a brick wall. And I did. I listened to the whole extended cut from Miracle, Herb Brooks, USA, Soviet Union. But tonight, it is USA, Canada at the Garden. And I know we're not as appropriately dressed or inappropriately dressed as Jones and Keith.
However, I would say that was most appropriate. I apologize. I have a full head-to-toe, like, American guy suit. And I thought about wearing it not only to the studio and then to the bar tonight, but then I thought, oh, man, then I'm going to look like an ass. I'll be that guy. And so I didn't. And now I regret it. I legitimately regret it.
Yeah, because, I mean, then you left Jones to just look like an ass and be that guy.
He doesn't look like an ass.
No, never.
He looks great.
His
kid's all fired up for him. He's like, my dad's dressed in the colors of a nation that used to be great.
Still is great. We'll have none of that here. So you and Stiz and Arcan, y'all can keep your mouth shut. We are all Team USA.
We are all going in the same direction
tonight.
And that is to the exits when Canada wins 3-1.
Well, I do want to start there, actually, because we're all hyped up, and my money is not where my mouth is.
No,
I bet on U.S. I'm really...
You did?
I did.
They're way too heavily favored. Isn't the line like a puck and a half?
Yeah, I just went money line, I think.
Great value.
No, there wasn't. I just want to bet. I want to back my team, but I do have a little concern that A, the game, WEEI Afternoons, welcome aboard. 2-6 here.
They know where they are.
Figured you knew where you were. That A, it can't possibly live up to Saturday night.
Are you talking about tonight?
Tonight, the one time out of 10 we're hoping.
Nine times out of 10.
I know we played that. Is
it won't
Team
live
USA
up to Saturday.
Canada as mismatched as that?
No.
That's what I would say.
Oh, holy smokes. No, Canada should be the favorite. However, they've played once. The U.S. brought the tough to them. Our goalie has been much better.
Kachuk. Anytime goal.
But I'll tell you, if anyone is anyone going to a watch party, anyone headed to the bar, the brewery, whatever, having people's over, if you're expecting a repeat performance of Saturday or the U.S. to just, like, absolutely truck these guys tonight, this is going to be a fight.
Well, they're going to have to be physical. I think they have to play that way.
That's their ace.
Canada skates better, as Herb Brooks said.
You think Canada is going to be faster tonight?
Tonight. Well, maybe not in the second period, in the third period, after they get walloped a couple times, I think.
Yeah, but one of the wallopers is out.
But Jim McBride, based on his tweet, which steals a photo from the story of Charlie McAvoy, out of the hospital. He's free bird. So I'm guessing he'll be in the building.
Ooh, I wonder, is he going to be like waving the flag or the banner?
I hope so.
Get him out there.
Hopefully his shoulder doesn't fall off.
Just hold it with the other one.
Okay. Those big flags, though.
They are large.
Two hands.
Maybe he can do it with it, you know, adopt the buddy system.
Yeah. Somebody help him out with it. But Charlie McAvoy may be in the building. Trump is not going to be in the building because he called, right? He wished them good luck.
I thought he was going to be attending tonight.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that.
There was a rumor. So he called.
There was definitely a rumor.
Maybe that was he didn't want to distract them pregame because obviously they have rituals to go through tonight.
How many times are you going to do that?
Probably 500 more.
So take the over if you're betting on the tonight's.
I have to time it accordingly as well. 9 times out of 10. So he could still be in attendance in the building.
Sure.
But I'm sure he doesn't want to disrupt their pregame rituals, whatever they're going through. You know, the guys, are you a get so geeked up that you lose your mind like in a frothy lather type of pregame? Or do you like when guys are just like in their space, in their head? You know what I mean? Like,
I think it takes both. I think the best teams have both. They have the guy that just sits there and you're like, don't talk to him. Don't F with him. He's in. He's in the mindset.
Oh, and then you got, right?
Then you got the other guy who's slamming his head against the locker, and you're like, your forehead is bleeding.
He's like, I know.
You may be concussed.
I don't play until there's blood.
Right. I think you need both. I loved the other night when they were doing their, like, team mumbo-jumbo, whatever, like, arms interlocked kind of thing. The youthful exuberance, whatever you want to call that. They seemed like a bunch of teenage boys playing for Team USA.
That's what's carrying through. They're having fun together.
But having fun can fall apart if Connor McDavid goes coast to coast, puts one in the back of the net, and you're like, oh, are they just better?
It's 2-0, 2 minutes in.
Right.
Crap.
Right. And I know the Kachucks are playing. It'll be interesting to see how they handle it.
Come hell or high water, I told you, there's 0.0% chance they weren't going to play. Their limbs could be falling off.
Just because you... Yes, Dan Ball.
Everybody, per Mike Sullivan, head coach of the team, everyone is available to play tonight except for Charlie McAvoy.
But just because you play doesn't mean you're at your best.
That's fair.
Gronk played lots of playoff games and was not at his best.
That's true. Some of them he was even basically a decoy. And
the Texans, re-broke his arm, Super Bowl 46.
I would hope that the Kachuk brothers, the fighting Kachuk brothers, are at a higher level than that. Because I do believe Matthew Kachuk has proven that just as he is for the Florida Panthers, he is for Team USA. He's a tone setter. He's the guy, the straw, whatever you want to call it, the drink, the whole
stick
damn
that
thing.
That stirs that drink.
Absolutely. And I think you need that. You need that direction from him. But this is going to be, it's going to be the biggest Thursday night sporting event ever. Right?
Ooh, I'm sure there's
been. It's midweek and you're like, you're having part watch parties. You're going to the pub. You're like, it's a Friday. Maybe I'll call in sick. Whatever. I mean, we're used to Super Bowl Sunday and some big weekend events.
For sure.
But this is Team USA that everybody has now adopted.
Yeah, everyone's kind of behind this team.
Right.
Yeah.
In a organic way that we never saw coming. I find it fascinating. So
Nine
this
seconds.
Week, we've talked to Sean McDonough. Nope, didn't see this coming. We talked to Keith Kachuk. Nope, didn't see this coming. Hoped it would be something, but couldn't have envisioned it was going to take over the sports world the way it has. And this is a unique event. We haven't seen this. And I love when this pops up. This is so much better than predetermined, packaged, whatever.
Well, that's it's time for the NBA Finals. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. Like,
this
you're supposed
time
to get
it
behind
matters.
It. Like, there has been no time. Yeah, exactly. All-Star games, etc.
Yeah.
There has been no time for, like, Pepsi and Tostitos and all other sorts of fabulous, wonderful snacks and brands to, like, put together ads to let us know, like, this is a significant event. No deodorant, grooming company, truck, etc. Like, it just happened organically. And in less than a week's time, we went from, what's this nonsense they're doing in place of the All-Star game to, we went from that to, holy smokes, like everyone's going to be watching. I think more people than even the anti-hockey or non-hockey people believe are going to be watching tonight.
So, Dan Ball, do me a favor. What is the most watched hockey game of all time? And will this beat it?
I'll find it. One sec.
Oh, it's going to be USA versus Russia. Even back in the day and age of tube TVs.
It was tape delayed.
Doesn't matter.
It was freaking tape delayed.
Doesn't matter.
You sure about that? No.
Yeah.
With inflation?
I'll bet you.
In 2025 numbers?
100%.
What do you got, Dan Ball?
Quick Google search for the AI overview on Google.
Always right.
The most watched NHL game in North America was Game 7 of the 2024 Stanley Cup Final, which averaged 16.3 million viewers across the continent.
So this will smash that, correct?
2024 Stanley Cup Finals. Wait, between the Oilers and the Panthers?
Apparently.
That was a pretty intense game.
Yeah, I'll dig a bit further to see if there's an Olympic game that maybe jumps that. But if that was at 16.3, then this should reach, what, 20, 22?
I got to think this is going to be in the 20s. Because despite what the Twitchers say, everybody said I'm parochial, that no one outside of here cares. Nationally, this isn't a big deal. Like, what? Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to be watching in, like, let's say, Arizona.
Oh, I do.
You do?
I absolutely do.
Big Coyote fan?
No. USA fans. This has become a USA thing, not a hockey thing. The hockey fans were always going to watch, but that's a smaller group. You have added people that are just not real hockey fans, that are just kind of, yes, it's my whole theory. You slap a flag on it and it changes everything. And then if you add something else, like the fights and the excitement and, oh, Canada and the anthem, and you start to add these other subplots.
The timing is impeccable. The timing, considering all of the surprisingly contentious nature of Canadian-American relations between Trudeau and Trump and tariffs and the
Brian Boitano. They were right. South Park always right.
We
Simpsons
are the first
and South
radio
Park.
Show in history to use that drop.
Blame Canada.
You know,
you started it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they.
Yes,
didn't.
They did.
No, they didn't. Infinity.
Did we boo their anthem first?
Oh, you're talking about that.
Yeah. So they started it.
Well, they were mad about
we're gonna finish
relations.
It. Don't throw the first punch. Make sure you throw the last. Don't throw
it
the first.
It's about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you keep getting hit and keep moving forward.
See, perfect. You're on board. Glad to hear. Have you?
Of course, I'm on board.
About time we had a American Fitzy. Yeah.
So Saturdays had 10.1 million.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Tops that 100%.
I don't feel as strong now that you gave me that number.
I got a number for you.
I'm going to say 20 million people
watched
tonight.
That's always a fun game.
20, double.
20 million people will watch.
I'm going for over 18. It tops the 2024 final. Yes, Dan.
This might be a better barometer for what we're expecting. The 2010 gold medal game, which was also Canada.
I told that I've referenced many times, was a phenomenal, phenomenal hockey game.
One of the best hockey games. Probably maybe the best hockey game since the 1980 clip that we were referencing.
Goosebumps, chills, etc.
27.6 million viewers on NBC, and that was a Sunday afternoon.
And you know who else? It was a Sunday afternoon, and of course you had one of the top five all-time play-by-play voices on it,
Doc Emmerich.
Absolutely. But now we got Sean McDonough ready
one
to voice
crack. One of the all-time great play-by-play voices.
It's overtime, and they score!
That wasn't bad.
Jack Eichel!
Got worse.
My God!
Okay, so that number, I'm not sure this will be the most watched hockey game. I think it'll get into the 20 millions. I'm not sure it'll get in high 20 millions.
All right.
And it'll also depend.
Very tall boy. I say you want to take over. Let's set it at 22 million.
I'll take the over. Okay. I'm going to be optimistic. But it depends on the
20
game.
20-ounce Gansett.
Because I told you guys yesterday, and I think we all did this in some form
or
fashion.
Is this a you guys or a you people?
No, you guys.
Okay.
If I want you to be you people, you'll know I'm calling you you people. This is you guys.
Hey, you guys.
When I was watching and the first fight started and then the second fight started.
You texted Jackson.
I texted. And immediately, I think there was word of mouth spread like, hey, if you're not watching this hockey game, you should be. Now, I think because of that, it will start with more people. And then if it picks up any steam because of that, this one's even better than Saturday night. You better be watching kind
now,
of thing.
Now, if you tax your son, that's when he'll boo you.
Well, I tax him occasionally. Add a little something to the credit card
bill. So here's the thing. Yeah, you got to watch out for that.
You know how many eggs they eat?
Yeah, I know, a lot. I know.
He's a
growing boy. He's a professional. He's like an aspiring
athlete.
How
many dozen eggs you think I go through a month?
You?
A week.
A week?
Yeah.
Three.
Way more than that.
Way more than 3 dozen eggs in a week?
How do you guys even move? How do you guys ever use the bathroom?
I go to BJ's and I buy, they sell a 5 dozen.
The store, Stanley.
Yes, the store. And they sell 5 dozen eggs.
I dumped it anyway.
And I buy the 5 dozen egg pack.
Right.
And it might last a
Eglin's,
week.
Land O'Lakes?
No, I think it's just eggs.
Just get that brand.
Just generic eggs.
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 Those are more expensive.
I've told you before, you live down in sort of like rural America. Get a couple of hens.
You know what there's a lot of?
A hen house will cost you less.
You know what it'll cost more?
What?
Replacing the hens after the coyotes eat them.
Oh, you got coyotes too.
Everywhere. My neighbor had chickens and no more. They became coyote food.
Somebody had a...
Plus, you got to feed them and you got to get up every day and open the hatch.
Shut up, Doris.
They smell. They're kind of gross. I don't know if you've ever been around the chickens. They're like, they fight.
They're like drunk college kids. They like walk in their own crap.
Yes, they do. It's kind of gross. So no.
But they're also adorable.
Anyway, back to this.
5 dozen eggs a week?
Yeah. Ish.
Jeez.
Ish. It might be 4 and then change and then I got to get
the next boiled, one. Scrambled? What are we doing?
I do mostly just fried eggs for breakfast, but he does like bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches, and him and a buddy can go through 6 bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for breakfast. Like, boom. 6 gone.
God, it's unbelievable. This is what
I forgot. You guys
are
the Dartmouth frat house, so you have a lot of visitors.
I may be the one person who, when paying for college, will save money because I get the grocery bill off. Now it's a fixed expense.
Yeah.
Go to the cafeteria and eat, and we
pay
for it.
The 4 words you're going to say as you turn around and leave, it won't be you like, I'll miss him, dear. It's going to be, he's your problem now.
Exactly. No, I think I'm going to save money when I get all these kids off my bill.
Honest
crazy.
To God. But I mean, with a 12-year-old, I finish feeding him and he's like, can I have some more? Like, and I'm like,
oh, yeah.
You had more calories in that sitting than I do in a day.
Which is why I laughed when I heard some places in cities are selling eggs by the single. You can buy a single
Lucy's,
egg.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
Well, what am I going to do with a single egg?
The bodega up the street from me.
Yeah.
Lucy
egg. Wait, like
an egg.
Hard boiled?
No,
I'll
no,
buy
no.
A
no,
just a,
like no, an egg.
An egg.
No, just an egg.
Single
like
egg?
Like, you wanted to make breakfast, and you can't afford to buy the whole dozen, so you'll
so
buy
I'd
an
buy,
egg.
Spend a dollar on an egg?
Yeah, probably. Probably less than a dollar.
Make cookies or waffles?
Yeah.
Anyway, so you spend a lot on eggs. You got growing boys. How this ties into the United States.
How do we get here?
It's a good place. It's a relatable place.
No, I think word of mouth is what this game will need to try to get over the top. I think it's going to be a massive draw to start building off of Saturday.
2-0 Canada, late second.
Not
ratings
great.
Could be going down.
It's Friday night. I got to go to work. All right. I don't need
Thursday.
Another beer. Now, if it's Thursday night, I mean, you got to go to work tomorrow. But now if it's 2-1 U.S. and there's been 4 fights and it's on the edge of your seat, I think it's grab me another Miller Lite. I might call in sick tomorrow. I'm enjoying the full game. I'm all in. I'm standing. I'm chanting USA. USA.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the videos from bars all over.
I believe that we will win.
Boston, Canton, the Cape. Worcester, wherever, like all just around here and across the country. I want to see massive watch parties, people decked out. I want the chants, the cheering. I want to see like tomorrow.
The booing.
Do you ever, like I go back whenever I'm in a mood. Sometimes if I need the spirits buoyed, I will go back and I'll watch like that nice sports serotonin boost. I'll go watch like watch party reaction videos to like the Super Bowl 49 interception, James White scoring. That just lifts my mood. I'm hoping tomorrow there's a game-winning overtime goal for the U.S., and all I want to do is just rewatch that.
Oh, poor Sean McDonough's voice. If there's a game-winning overtime goal for the U.S., he might not speak for
what
a week.
If the Kachuk, what if Matthew Tkachuk or Brady Tkachuk scores a game-winning overtime goal? They will be... You won't even be able to afford their day rate anymore. Their speaking tours, the books, the videos, the merch.
They're already well on their way to that to some degree. But you're right.
Do you think Matthew Tkachuk is on the verge of becoming like a star?
Absolutely. As much as a guy who isn't the best player, because he's not the best player in hockey.
Doesn't have to be.
Connor McDavid is the best player.
By far.
Maybe of all time.
And he's Canadian.
Right. But for a player who's not the best and in the U.S. and sort of in the hockey world... Yeah, I think he's on the verge of becoming an absolute star. I think you will see Matthew Tkachuk and probably the Tkachuk brothers in a lot of commercials. I'm not going to say they're the Mannings because they're not the Mannings and it's not football, but I think you will see the Tkachuk brothers.
Two texts. I couldn't agree with you more. And I bet, you know, wouldn't be surprised if there are ads with like Brady, Matthew, and Keith and the whole family going forward. They're not.
And maybe get his ass in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no kidding. By the way, text line is the same as the phone number. Everyone, you know that, 617-779-7937. 508 texter, Gansett, is this 1980? Well, first of all, if I wanted to throw back to when Herb Brooks led the U.S. to the greatest shocking hockey victory of all time, I would drink that. But also, it's my usual call tonight and every night. It's my favorite beer. And 774.
It's him trying to get free beer is what
it
is.
They already sent me
some.
It is
what
it
is. Hashtag ad.
Hashtag sponsor. Hashtag spoken for. Hashtag influencer, hashtag F off. 508. 774, I got farm fresh eggs right here for you in Dartmouth, Jumbo. Yep.
I'll send the kids over with the truck.
You know the nice thing about them? You don't have to refrigerate them.
Yeah, I learned that. I don't know if I believe that.
No, it's true.
I know. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it. So I'm just going to leave eggs just sitting for weeks.
Yeah, that's one of those things. No, it's even if I knew it was true.
After the chicken lays the eggs, they have a film on them that protects the egg. If you wash it, it's got to go right in the fridge. If you don't, au naturel.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's so good.
And then do I have to wash it before I eat it to get the film off?
Just crack it out.
Now I got like...
Good to go.
Chicken...
No.
Woo-hoo film on it?
No, you don't. My God. Have mercy.
617-779-7937. How jacked are you for tonight's game? TD Garden, Team USA, Team Canada. It's the Four Nations final. The entire hockey world obviously watching, but I would also argue the entire sports world is watching, and maybe even more than just the sports world, because there are political ramifications, and we're going to get into taboo or not taboo. That is the question. Do we take the high road? Do we take the low road? Do we take the middle road? How did you vote in my poll today? What do you think you should do at the Garden tonight when they play the Canada's national anthem? 617-779-7937. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, we have Dan Ball with What's Trending.
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. The Four Nations Face-Off Championship game is tonight at 8 p.m. at TD Garden. It's Team USA versus Team Canada for the title. And coverage of the game begins right here on WEEI 93.7 at 8 p.m. Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan said that everyone is available to play tonight, with the one exception being Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy, who is still dealing with his shoulder infection. The Celtics return to action tonight on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. One player on the injury report for the Celtics tonight, that's Xavier Tillman, who is out with a knee injury. In other NBA news, Front Office Sports reports that this year's NBA All-Star Game was the second least watched in the sport's history. Also, San Antonio Spurs All-Star Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the remainder of the season with a blood clot in his right shoulder. And the NBA has suspended Milwaukee Bucks Bobby Portis for 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy. In Red Sox news, left-handed reliever Zach Penrod is awaiting MRI results after feeling elbow soreness earlier in the week. Penrod pitched in 7 games last September with the big club and recorded a 2.25 ERA. The team is also signing 35-year-old veteran lefty Matt Moore to a minor league contract. Moore can opt out of the deal 5 days before opening day if Boston doesn't add him to its 40-man roster. And in NFL news, the Saints are expected to hire Doug Nussmeier as their new offensive coordinator. Nussmeier most recently worked as the quarterbacks coach of the Philadelphia Eagles under new Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I want to show you but those lovely people in Boston, the greatest people in the world in Boston, bar none, go ahead and run it, please.
A good warbly anthem.
A what?
A nice, like, it reminds me of the Renee.
Did you notice my what lined up perfectly with the drop of the beat?
Drop of the beat, yeah.
Hip-hop heart strikes again.
Did you guys rehearse that?
Yeah, absolutely. Nailed it.
No, like, it reminds me of, who's it, Renee Rancourt that used to sing, like, ah, blast. Oh, yeah. Like, I love a good warb. Like, it's just a nice vintage throwback to it. But that was a great little bit of audio my buddy Buck surfaced this morning for us.
Don Cherry, I'm assuming from... Yeah. At the 90s? CBC in Canada or whatever? Hockey night in Canada?
Did you hear our good people cheering the Canadian national anthem there?
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? That's the way
to
do it.
That was a long time ago in a place far, far away.
Oh, you think it's going to be different?
It's a different time. Okay. Okay, we need to get into this. The whole booing thing. So the Canadian fans booed our national anthem, correct? That's a fact, right? I just want to set the stage here. And they weren't booing the anthem, I've been told on Twitter. They were booing our president. They were booing Trump. They were booing Trump's comments that they were going to make Canada the 51st state and all these reciprocal tariffs and trade wars and Trudeau and whatever the hell's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were booing. But they booed our anthem. Is that disrespectful?
Yes.
Okay. So are you a person that looks the other way, takes the high road, or are you a person that says, you throw the first punch, I'm throwing the last?
My response would be to, I'm a run your race type of guy. I do not let anyone else try to affect the way that I run my race. I fight, I'll adapt as I need to, but I run my race.
So okay.
I try to, it's a high road.
I'm a booer.
Oh, no kidding.
They go low, we go lower. That's my theory.
This just in.
Hello, you play to win the game.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm one who...
What kind of example is that?
My general philosophy in life is I treat people how they treat me. So we're going to start out nice, kind, fun, but you start throwing jabs, I'm jabbing back. You start throwing haymakers, I'm haymakering back. So I did put the poll on Twitter today, at Jumbo Heart, and it was the simple...
Is that your handle?
At Jumbo Heart.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I went to Tufts, you know.
Did you really?
It's got nothing to do with my head size. So I put it out this morning.
Or anything else?
Nothing. That's true. What should USA hockey fans do during Canada's national anthem tonight at TD Garden?
Go to the bathroom.
Oh.
What?
That's disrespectful.
What? Just.
I should have put take a knee. Because we went
wow!
through years.
Wow. Holy no, Kaepernick.
Like, we went through years of the way they showed protest to our anthem right. in the National Football League order, was to take a knee.
It's a perfect time to order an American beer.
Yeah. Hulk Hogan's American Lager.
That's probably not on tap at most places that we'll frequent tonight.
Almost anywhere. He's been trying to pitch it, but it hasn't been going well.
All right, it's fine.
So, boo was my first option. Second option was cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Third option was remain silent. Remain silent has 50% of the 700-plus votes. So 50% of the respondents, which... I always tell people, I do assume mm-hmm. these are Boston sports fans, maybe even leaning toward Patriots fans, Patriot Nation peeps.
Yeah.
50% say remain silent. 33% say cheer. And then only 17% say boo. We gone soft in Boston? Stiz, you're my guy. You're
I'm
my
booing.
Local guy. That's what I want from you, Stiz.
I'm booing.
Boo the hell.
You are not.
And I am. I feel
Stanley
bad for Canada
Bruno.
At the moment, but I'm booing.
Boo, right?
The gloves are off tonight.
They started it. They started it. We finish it.
Why
tonight.
Are you booing their
on the
anthem?
Ice.
They're nice people.
I'm sure they're great people.
Well, why'd they boo then? We're nice people, too.
Well, there was...
They're mad at our president.
Okay. So
are
is
you,
he.
Are you mad? Right. So,
but he can boo.
Oh, so does that mean Stiz is going to boo the national anthem tonight? I'll await your response.
Canada's?
Thanks.
Yes.
Canada's.
No,
not
ours.
Because Stiz...
oh,
how interesting. Stiz...
I got caught.
Stiz
yeah, you
is,
got got.
Stiz, you're a trench guy. You're a dark alley guy, right?
I bleed for my city, baby.
Okay.
That's because he buys things in dark alleys.
No. He's like, you're booing Boston. You're booing my USA. You're not just booing Trump. Find a different way to criticize Trump. Find a different way to criticize Trump and hate Trump, right?
So
right?
What are they we can hate the president, but
that's
you
my,
can't.
That's like, what I said yesterday.
This is my country.
I can make fun of Ted Johnson for saying 10% Belichick. Ordway, shut your pie hole. You can't make fun of him.
Hey.
You can't make fun of him. He's part of us. It's just like your family, right? Like, you can make fun of your sister. You can give your sister a hard time in the world. If she's walking down the school and somebody says the same thing, you pop him, right? Because she's your sister.
Wow.
You shut your mouth.
I would start at least with a stern warning before I just hit him.
Depends what they say, right?
That's, I mean, that's, yeah, but also, like, one of them ends up on your permanent record. The other is, did you hear what Andy said?
Did you hear what he said about my sister? What, I got to defend my sister's pride.
What did he say?
You don't want me to say it on the air. Stiz will get
ma'am,
it.
Ma'am, what's the time?
So,
excuse
Stiz,
me, I don't believe fuchsia is your color, young lady.
So Stiz is firmly in the boo column, correct?
100%.
Dan Ball, you're a hockey guy. You're a young guy.
What's with the quotes? I'm
you're
a hockey guy.
Fresh off a college campus not
don't,
long
don't,
ago.
Don't take the bait, Dan. He qualifies everything with
I'm
something.
Just, I'm just packaging you.
You people are hockey. What? What do you want?
I didn't say you people. You're not you people. You're
that's,
just you.
That was the tone.
You're just you.
That was the tone.
It's the tone. Thank you. It's the tone.
It
it's
is the tone.
It is the tone.
You booing, you cheering, or you silent?
I am honoring your guy, Jelani Tavai. I'm sitting down and shutting up.
Oh, sitting down. Is that disrespectful?
That was more of a joke. If versus cheer and boo, I would cheer.
You would cheer.
I would
for
cheer.
Canada's anthem.
I'm going for
the country that just booed you.
All right.
I would. I am going. I am rising above the noise to say we're better than that.
Andy, your people, our people, the people of the text line. Here you go. Ready? Do not boo Canada. If I was Canadian, I would have booed. They booed our president. Here we go. I think the game is going to be more of an elite all-star game, and Canada is going to win 8-5. 617, cheer the hell out of Canada. Show some class. Here's another one, 508.
Boo.
Sing the Canadian anthem with them. Oh, 207, a Mainer. Sing the Canadian anthem with them. This will confuse them. This presumes...
That's
in
like a shot at their intelligence.
What about, like, let's say you're at the sports pub
that
I'll be at.
What's this all about?
A boot. Well, let's say you're at the pub I'm going to be at in Norwood tonight. Do you care? Like, we're supposed to all, like, are people going to be?
I'm going to be booing on my living room couch.
Really?
Boo. Maybe I'll record it for a video.
I was going to say, oh, man, the tens of clicks on that one.
What is this accomplishing is my honest question.
It makes you feel bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't
this
be
is
one
not
of
about
those,
anyone else. Oh, no.
Don't be one of those, like, school administrators. Like, violence is never the answer. What is this accomplishing?
It made me feel better, and it felt right. That's what it accomplished.
But at the
America.
End of the day, it's,
it's
making things worse by doing that. What's just the, show well, we're better than
no.
that.
What's going to be worse because we boo? There's really no tangible value in it. Nothing's going to happen.
It's just creating a worse environment. I don't need that. Why can't it be positive? Why can't
Three
we
words.
Love? Why not?
Three immature words.
Okay.
They started it.
And we're really not that better.
Yeah, and no one's better. You're making this seem like those old school,
like, oh, Batman doesn't use a gun. He doesn't shoot people.
He doesn't.
Or, like,
it's part
whatever.
Of his code of ethics.
No.
He doesn't kill.
No. If you need to, you know, at war, collateral damage, like rules of engagement, what rules of engagement? We're at war.
Well, this is that's
We're
when
at
it's
war
really
with
war.
Canada. For today, we are at war with Canada. We boo their anthem.
I refuse.
What?
That's Batman. He refuses to.
Yeah, but he's also got psychological issues. He got messed up bad.
Well, yeah, because he watched his parents die in the same alley Stiz buys
yeah.
narcotics from.
And I think he did start killing people in The Batman.
No, it was
you
the
sure?
other. It was the other one that Zack Snyder made, but he just makes everything weird and long.
Okay, so Dan Ball will be classy. He'll be classy.
Welcome,
and
Dan,
proud of it.
Fitzy. Dan, welcome to the gentleman side of the ring.
That's
Fitzy
right.
will
Team
be
Nudge
on my
strikes
side.
Again.
Yeah.
Team
Nudge.
Nudge.
Right out of
the
here.
Nudgers.
You soft-ass wusses. Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Listen, this 1980s bullying will not be stood for. HR!
Thank you.
HR!
So I think you already showed your hand a little bit. Nick Fitzy Stevens.
I tipped my hand.
You will be cheering or you will be silent?
The Canadian anthem?
Yeah.
I will. You know what I will do? I will cheer. You want to know why? Because I will show appreciation to the team representing the country that has given us such great sport, excitement, and theater. There you go.
What the hell does that even mean? You're cheering
I'm
Canada?
Grateful. Yes, thank
why?
You. Because they gave us something to give a crap about on a Thursday
night.
Oh, so
Tkachuk wants to fight him, but you're going to cheer him? What kind of wave in the wind wuss are you?
You're being petty either way. You're petty for booing. You're petty for cheering.
Oh, I'm petty.
I'm being reverent.
Call me Richard because I'm petty.
I'm being petty. I'm being petty to try to show the Canadians that they're you-know-whatting into the wind by booing our national anthem.
And I'm being reverent to the sport in general. I'm actually taking politics and nationalism out of it for a change.
Okay, so let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Are we booing? Are we cheering? Are we remaining silent, which is the leader right now in the majority of the poll? What are you choking on?
Because I was laughing at the text.
That's God getting you. Getting you back from being a wuss and not supporting your country.
Oh, stop it.
God and country.
Yeah, people are saying it's soft. 508, don't let Trump hear you tomorrow. He may go to war with Canada.
Oh, yeah, we don't need that, Trump. I'm just talking about hockey. This is hockey hate. This is sports hate. We don't need any, like, actual border wars going on. We don't need any of that. Like legit.
They'll invade us on horseback.
Oh, the Mounties?
Yeah.
The Mountie. No, we don't need that. 617-779-7937. Paul in Attleboro, what are your thoughts on how fans should handle the anthem tonight for Canada?
Hey, guys. Me, myself, I would, if I was going, I would get a USA chant going over their anthem.
Ooh, I like it. I'll anthem them.
Out their anthem that way.
Ooh, I like it, Paul. Now, that's also another factor here. Paul said he's not going because tickets are through the roof. Does the...
they're only going up, too.
Socioeconomic status of the people in attendance, will that affect the response to the anthem? Stiz, you're a man of the people,
yeah,
man of the
not
streets.
Be, yeah, the 300s might sound a little different tonight.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Guys, straight up, this is getting Super Bowl-level prices.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
The last row, we were talking about it being like $900 yesterday. Now we're in where everything is four figures and up. It's bananas.
And so, like, blue-collar Stiz can't afford to get in the building, so he can't afford to boo, whereas white-collar Willie, who gets in the building, is he a booer?
Yes.
Oh, he's a booer, too.
If they can put down their foie gras and their white wine,
right.
Yes.
Like, is Greg Hill booing tonight?
You took the words out of my mouth.
Is he going?
No, actually, Greg doesn't boo. You want to know why? He gets winded. It's all the cream sauces.
First of all, do we know, is he going? I was not aware. Is he?
Greg?
Yeah. Seems like something he would show up at.
Nah, he lives right upstairs. He'll just...
No, he's in the Seaport now, but I don't think he would go tonight if I had to take a guess.
I can't see him booing.
He's in the Seaport now.
I can't see him booing if he did go. He doesn't Greg? Seem
Well,
like
he'd
to
have
boo.
Someone boo for
You know what he would do? He would film. Yes,
he'll bring
would,
you so you can
exactly.
His he boy hires stiz.
Someone. You know what Greg would do? Film, because he'd be like, I want to get the content for tomorrow's radio show.
Content is king.
Content is king.
That's why he's been pretty successful in this business for a long, long time.
Oh, it works.
So I would boo, answer my own question. I would absolutely boo. And I don't know if I'm booing because I like legit am booing the anthem or Canada, or I'm getting caught up in the moment, like the expectation of booing kind of thing. And I do mix in. Now, again, I don't know the people that are spending $5,000 a ticket, if this matters, how drunk they get. But I'd have a couple Miller Lights would be part of it. And I'd probably be with some boys. Right, Stiz? You'd probably be there with 3 or 4 boys. And we all know that men and beer together breeds idiocy.
It's fun being petty.
Yeah.
It is.
It
Petty
is.
Kruger.
And especially in this case, this isn't the real world.
Petty Kruger?
I thought it was good, so I just let it roll, baby.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was good.
Oh, I need to take a minute.
Petty Pendergrass.
Laurie Petty?
But especially to be petty in this sports sense of the world. Like, you're not in your real life. You're not being petty at work where there might be ramifications or something later. You can be petty sports-wise.
Amazon factories on the border where U.S. and Canadian people work, and there's going to be fistfights and melees and rumbles tonight.
Like the left Twix and the right Twix.
Oh, yeah, like left shark and right shark at the Super Bowl.
617-779-7937. We are rolling around in the political hockey muck right now. Are you booing Canada and their anthem? Are you taking Dan Ball's high road, the highbrow high road? Stiz is booing, I'm booing. Fitzy's taking a high road, Dan's taking a high road. What road will you be taking, and what road will Ted Johnson be taking at the top of the 3 o'clock hour? I'll be interested to see what the big man has to say about this. 617-779-7937. Your comments up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
USA, USA.
Thank you. Sorry that things have gotten strange with us. It'll get better
Boo.
Soon.
This song stinks just like you.
We're appreciative of Boo. Mike Myers, Ryan Reynolds.
Boo.
MacGyver. I did like MacGyver. Richard Dean Anderson is a MacGyver fan.
Of all the Canadian celebrities Pam that have Anderson. Been gifted to us.
The Anderson family in general.
I'd go Eugene Levy before I went, Richard Dean Anderson.
Take your eyebrows back to Canada. Oh, we don't want you down
You don't
here.
Like that? You didn't like that show?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
617-779-7937 back here on WEEI Afternoons. It's a passionate day for booing anthems here in Boston, USA, Canada, tonight, TD Garden. Also can be heard here on WEEI at 8 p.m. Let's go to the phone lines. They are locked. They are loaded, Fitzy. And let's go to Ben in the Cape. Ben, what would you do if you're at the Garden tonight when the Canadian anthem plays, O Canada?
I'm booing. This is the 51st state.
Hashtag you know? America.
They're not. They're no longer Canada. This is the 51st state, so we're booing all night. USA!
I love it, Ben. Love the passion.
Ben, come on. The Cape knows better. Come on, Ben.
No, it doesn't. He's not better than that. He's not better than that.
Why
That's
not?
Just fine, because you can't be better than that. Can't be better than supportive of your country and your people and your flag and your team.
Just because you can support your country by not taking another one down.
Yeah.
That's lowest common denominator behavior.
Yeah, where's the fun in that?
Wait a minute. Did you hear my retort? 3 words.
What's that?
They started it. It's very simple.
Yep.
They started it. They didn't have to boo.
And you need to finish it?
Absolutely. They threw the first punch. We throw the last.
You know what? 3 words right back. Karma's a bitch.
So's Canada.
That's true.
We had a texter, 774. At tonight's game, would you and your friends start the booing, or are you one of those people that would wait for others to boo and then chime in, I would start.
Can I get a ruling question, Stiz?
Boo.
Are you a starter or a wait and follower? That's very Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I hate to, it's going to make me sound like, kind of, but I'm a follower.
Oh, Stiz.
In that regard.
Oh, well, excuse me. I just lost all faith
in you. Hey, Dan Ball, the producer, have I introduced you to my friend Lemming?
A good friend of mine.
Well, luckily, Stiz would be sitting next to me. I'd boo and he'd chime
in. Yeah, then
I'd
be like,
all right. There's a 0% chance you treat him to a ticket. So this scenario is already complete.
We snuck in.
Greg snuck us in.
Greg does have box seats, by the way.
Yeah, he snuck us in.
Okay.
Box seats.
So he snuck us in.
Just start dropping EEI names until you can get in. Hi, my name is Scott. This is my friend Bridget. We're here for the game.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm totally going to do like...
Pet Bridget can get us
in. You know what? That's
everybody loves Bridget.
Can I get out? I'm going to leave at 4. I'm going to run down to the costume and wig shop, get a blonde wig, and just go and be like, hi, I'm Bridget.
It'll work. I bet you everybody loves Bridget and knows Bridget. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tim in Hanover. Thoughts on booing the Canadian National Anthem, Tim?
Don't let the South Shore down, Tim.
Hey, we're heading down from Hanover. All four being petty, but I was thinking actually cheering would be better, a little more condescending.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. That's my one concern.
So it's a protest vote.
What if we're not all on the same page? So the garden seats, what is it, 18,000?
Yeah.
Okay. So if 6,000 boo and 6,000 cheer and 6,000 are silent, have we accomplished anything?
No, it's going to be a mix. It's going
to
totally
be a mix.
Yeah, that's my
point. And I feel like on TV, I'm going to be trying to listen over my own boos at home and figure out, is it more boos? Is it more mix? It'll probably be like our poll. It'll probably be 50% are being respectful, and then there'll be 30-something percent booing or cheering and vice versa. I feel like the boos, though, you can boo louder. You can really boo
860,
really
whoever boos the Canadian National Anthem tonight is an absolute dink who just doesn't get it.
Boo! Boo Canada and blame them while you're at it. Don't get what? What don't I get?
The idea, the pettiness.
No. I think I get it very simply.
You're stooping
our
down.
Our anthem played in their facility before a hockey game, but, and they booed.
Okay, well, shame on them.
So what's good for the goose is also good for the Canadian gander.
They have to live with it. You don't have to. You are stooping down to their level.
I am short.
You are playing in the...
I am very short, so I started at their level.
You are playing in the mud.
Yeah.
Rise above.
Sometimes you got to roll in mud, right? Sometimes you get a little dirty. Roll your sleeves up. 617-779-7937. Let's go to
John
in Quincy, Massachusetts, it says. What are your thoughts on booing the anthem?
No, I will not be. I'm heading there with my two kids tonight, and we have more class than that, and we're going to kick them in their ass to show them where it really hurts.
That's how you
win, for the call,
John. See, the South Shore knows, Andy. The South Shore knows.
John brought up something.
The fact that he can afford to take his two kids?
Is impressive, and he's taking his kids. So John's invested in this for like seven grand. Great dad.
Seven bills in.
But if your kids are there, and if your kids are impressionable, does that alter your feeling? Stiz. Kids are there. I know you're a follower, so it depends on whether your friend booed first anyway. But if your kids are involved, and let's just say they're 5 and 7 or 6
right.
and 8.
Mine are 7 and 12.
Okay. Sort of at an impressionable you're starting,
age. Yeah.
Does that factor into your decision?
I'm sorry. At what age are you supposed to teach them that have pride in our damn country?
That's right. We raise lions, not sheep.
I can't even believe it. This is the worst work ever.
What do you mean?
You're fired from WWEEI.
No, he would boo. I know Stiz.
He would not.
He would absolutely
no,
boo.
No, I absolutely would not.
He would
not.
Get caught up in the moment and he would
I
boo.
Would. I
absolutely.
Would. I would. But I you guys know where I stand on things, but I would boo because
usually
it's
on
funny.
An Apple Box because you're short. Yeah.
No, but that's my point. I know where you stand on things and certain individuals, right?
Yeah.
And yet
but it's fun. It's a game.
It is a
competition.
Game.
It's more than a game now, you guys. That's the thing. This is more than just a game.
What is this, some marketing slogan?
No.
It's more than a game.
It is.
It's war.
It could. Well,
it's not actually
you're
war.
You're talking about.
Not yet.
It's not going to be war. We're at the TD Garden. It's a hockey game. It's Team USA versus Team Canada. It's the Kachucks versus the Canucks.
You thought of that
very
on the
simple.
You actually landed
on
that
the fly.
Plane.
I was going to say McDavid, and then it sounds a little clunky. I want Canucks.
It was the McDavids against the...
Matthews and the Martians.
Doesn't work the same.
No, this is a sports hate. This is the beauty of it. I would never
but
advocate for it to leave the building.
But you're dragging all the other good people of Saskatchewan and the Yukon. And
I don't know if they're good people or not. They booed. Those Montreal people booed.
And some, I assume, are good people.
Oh, I...
Some?
All right, settle downstairs. Yes, I do assume some are good people, but some of them, a large portion of them, what is that? Is that still Bell Center up there? Is that still the Bell
Center? Yes, it is, yeah.
Bell Center. They were booing. So they started it. I'm going back to the most basic of arguments for a child. They started it.
Unreal.
Andy Hart live from the schoolyard with his rationale.
Yeah. Seriously. Holy
Sometimes
Billy
the
Madison.
Schoolyard
now
teaches
you're all
you lessons.
In big, big trouble.
Life lessons happen in the schoolyard.
This is a, I can see Ted's coming down to the studio. He'll be in here in a few minutes. He's shaking. He's so disappointed.
Now, where do you guys think Ted will fall on it?
I think Ted will not be a booer.
Ted's a proud man.
I think he's above this. I think Ted goes to the old school, and I actually went to this school too. When you tackle somebody, you help them up because that implies I'm going to knock you on your ass again the next time. I think Ted comes from that world. I think Ted would be very respectful, would just sort of have his hands behind his back and just be silent while the anthem
played. The Kachuk brothers did all the booing you needed in the form of, hey, Hagel, you over here, let's go. That's the kind of booing you need.
Wish they'd win more of their fights, but...
But they started it, at least.
That's true.
They did it.
You got to be willing to fight, and you got to be willing to boo. 617-779-7937. Lines are loaded. We're getting your opinions. To boo or not to boo, that is the question. And our big boo, Ted Johnson, joins the show here next on WEEI Afternoons.